Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne on the Root. Voice still a little craggly, but feeling really good. Let me read you the column I wrote overnight about last night's historic Republican victory, big-time victory. It's titled, "It's the Parents, Stupid. The Parents of America Declare War on Biden and the Democrat Party." What happened on Tuesday night? The GOP won with a massive red wave across this great country. But in particular, in the liberal deep blue Northeast, Republicans swept every office possible in Virginia, including a huge upset in the governor's race. They may yet pull out the New Jersey governorship, but even if the Democrats pull ahead in New Jersey with their usual dirty tricks, Republicans made up double digits since only a year ago in New Jersey. If they win, it's an historic upset for the record books. But that's only the start. At this moment, an unknown truck driver who spent $153 is ahead of Stephen Sweeney, the Democrat president of the New Jersey Senate. How did truck driver Edwin Durr pull off the biggest upset in perhaps the history of politics? Remember, he spent $153, and most of that was to Dunkin' Donuts to buy food for volunteers. Durr promised lower property taxes. In Rochester, New York, Republicans won the mayor's office for the first time since 2005. In Long Island, New York, Republicans are sweeping the victory, leading in all major races, even though Biden won by 10 points only a year ago. And in Massachusetts, get this one, a teacher forced to resign. He resigned as a teacher because he attended the Trump rally at the Capitol on January 6th. Last night, was elected to the school board. Democrats were slaughtered on Tuesday night. This wasn't a GOP red wave. This was a GOP bloodletting. The question is why? First, America said hell no to the COVID insanity last night. The Biden agenda is in flames. COVID mask mandates, vaccine mandates or lose your job, vaccine mandates for kids, and the threat of future lockdowns are all now dead. Critical race theory isn't in critical condition. It's DOA, as in dead on arrival. Open borders are now closed, or 2022 will be even worse for Democrats. And I'm sure Biden's humiliating, disastrous retreat from Afghanistan played into last night as well. Yet these issues don't explain the depth of this Democrat catastrophe. Because 2 weeks ago, even with all of that, the poll said the GOP was losing in both Virginia and New Jersey. What changed? The parents of America changed. Terry McAuliffe woke up the sleeping giant. Parents everywhere were outraged by clueless Democrat McAuliffe actually stating out loud that parents have no right to determine what's taught to their own kids at school. And McAuliffe's answer to a failing education system is firing white teachers based on their race and hiring black teachers. This brought back painful memories of Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland only weeks ago trying to criminalize parents attending PTA meetings and labeling American parents who care about their kids as domestic terrorists and white extremists. Enough is enough. Parents came out to destroy Democrats with pitchforks and blowtorches. This was the equivalent of sticking a stake through the heart of a vampire. This was a mini French Revolution. I don't know why the silent majority never woke up when the radical Biden administration tried to destroy America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, Judeo-Christian values, small business, the great American middle class, the military, and defund the police. But they didn't. until now. Americans never fought too hard over vaccines or the terrible vaccine mandates that are tearing our nation apart. But these same Americans in the role of parents would rather die than allow that same dangerous, experimental, for emergency use only vaccine to be given to their kids. Americans never fought too hard over useless, suffocating masks. But these same Americans in the role of parents are angry as hell at the idea of their kids being masked all day at school. Americans accepted lies, fraud, misinformation, misleading COVID numbers, and communist propaganda from government and mainstream media without putting up much of a fight. But these same Americans in the role of parents won't accept the communist brainwashing taught to their kids at school. These same Americans in the role of parents drew the line at their kids being brainwashed to believe all white people are racist and America's history is pure evil. Americans accepted new transgender laws without much of a fight. But these same Americans in the role of parents drew the line at the brainwashing of their kids to accept boys changing into girls and girls changing into boys, or being taught about transgenderism in kindergarten, or accepting boys using girls' bathrooms so they could rape their daughters. All of this communist propaganda at school was simply a bridge too far. What we just witnessed Tuesday night was quite simply a mini French Revolution of American parents wanting blood, going into battle screaming, "Democrats, get your damn hands off my kids," and adding in as a wonderful bonus, "F Joe Biden." This, folks, is not fun and games. It's not politics. This is war. It's the parents of America declaring war on Biden and the Democrat Party. And wait for 2022. I can't wait. That's my latest column. It's the parents, stupid. The parents of America declare war on Biden and the Democrat Party. Here's some of those articles about what just happened to back up my contention. First of all, earthquake, Republican sweep, Virginia, statewide races. We won the governorship. We won the lieutenant governor, who, by the way, will be the first black woman lieutenant governor in the history of Virginia, a Republican, and I love it. And we won the attorney general. And we won seats all across the state. Virginia Republicans not only win all the statewide races, the House also turns red, gaining 7 seats from Democrats. The House of Delegates, Republicans carried all their seats and picked up 7 seats from Democrats, and that gives them a 2-vote lead in the Virginia House. This is the first time in decades since Virginia has had a Republican House, governor, attorney general, lieutenant governor. And now we got to see what they do for freedom. But this was an earthquake, folks. This is not some minor thing. This was a political earthquake. And by the way, Governor-elect Youngkin headquarters, the chants broke out of "Let's Go Brandon." And you know what "Let's Go Brandon" stands for. It stands for F. Joe Biden. In New Jersey, Republican Jack Citarelli stunned the country as he took a lead in the governor race, or the gubernatorial race, against the leftist incumbent Phil Murphy. And I still don't know what's going to happen with Citarelli. I still don't know the final uptick. There are no headlines out there that tell me, you know, whether that's official or not yet. Obviously, it's not. He was just up by a couple of thousand votes. And Democrats may yet come up with the usual steal in that election. But the fact is, this guy, Citarelli, the fact that he could get this close to an incumbent governor, no poll showed this could even happen, is stunning. And what it does is it shows you that everywhere in the country, people are sick of the taxes. People are sick of the transgenderism. People are sick of the vaccine mandates. People are sick over their kids being masked and vaccinated and taught critical race theory. In Long Island, New York, which is kind of my home staking ground, I grew up in Westchester, right on the Bronx borderline, but Long Island was just a half hour away, and I spent lots and lots of time in Long Island. Republicans swept county elections. Biden won Long Island, Nassau County, by 10 points in a year ago, in the 2020 election. Here it is 1 year later, and Republicans swept to victory with every major office in Long Island. Here's a tweet. I can't put into words the stunning turn of politics happening on Long Island tonight. Republicans are leading in all major races. County executive, district attorney, county clerk, county controller, North Hempstead, Oyster Bay, Hempstead Town Supervisors, and several key legislative races. The wins amount to historic Republican gains in a traditionally liberal-leaning area of a blue state. And this area did vote for Biden by 10 points in the 2020 election. It's truly amazing. Republicans are set to flip 4 seats in the Suffolk County Legislature, potentially gaining control of the county government. Republicans bolstered their majority in the Nassau County Legislature, which is already in their control. So this was a huge, huge win. According to New York Young Republicans Club, President Gavin Wax, the GOP flipped every district attorney seat in Long Island. Did you hear what I said? The GOP flipped every district attorney seat in Long Island. People want law and order. People don't want to let criminals who steal up to $1,000 out with a death ticket. They want them thrown in jail. A monumental election night for Republicans in Long Island, New York. Here's an article about the truck driver leading the New Jersey Senate race against the New Jersey Senate president since 2000 after spending $153 on the campaign. In Minneapolis, by the way, voters rejected a measure to replace the police department and defund the police department. It was a red wave all over the country. I'll tell you about more big races that we won and huge upsets when we get back. Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. The country's on fire. The Republican Party's on fire. And Joe Biden is one big dumpster fire. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. And just fighting a rough voice. You heard it yesterday. It's still with me, but I'm so much better. I feel so much better. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate that reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which in one capsule gives you vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. Liberals must love that. Using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Zinc, of course, is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. So that's the foundation is zinc. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Go to RootForAmerica.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. So all you do is go to Root for America, my site. We made it easy for you. Everybody can remember that. Wayne Root, Root for America. And you click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. So I love DeSantis. I think he's great. You know, if Trump were running, he'd be certainly be my first choice for President of the United States. Ron DeSantis of Florida. He's wonderful. And you know they must be losing their minds. The front page story at Fox News right now is about DeSantis, and I guess he gave a new nickname of some kind to Joe Biden. I'm trying to find the article. I just saw it a minute ago, and now I lost it. He called him the Brandon Administration. I have it in front of me, but he says the Brandon Administration, as in let's go Brandon. we all know that Let's Go Brandon really means F Joe Biden. So he's saying F Joe Biden administration. I mean, he's a bold guy, and he made an announcement today. That's a brilliant announcement. He announced DeSantis now in Florida announced a full-time police unit to catch election cheats. And Democrats are just losing their mind. They're screaming racism, white supremacy. It's just incredible because he's creating a new police unit to target election fraud on a full-time basis. Everyone in America should do this. Every city, every county, and every state, every congressional district. And he wants state lawmakers to enhance penalties for cheaters, all in an effort to enhance election integrity. And Democrats, of course, are losing their mind. Florida would create an Office of Election Crimes and Security that would have 25 sworn law enforcement agents as well as other investigators to probe voter fraud and other election law violations. This is wonderful. And this comes just months after DeSantis signed a law tightening security for mail-in ballots. And as Republicans in many states continue to seek statewide audits, DeSantis on Wednesday, meaning today, made a guarantee in the ongoing effort to curb election fraud. He said, I guarantee you this, the first person that gets caught, no one is going to want to do this ever again. He said he wants the Republican-controlled legislature of Florida to slap additional restrictions on the use of ballot drop boxes, suggesting he no longer believes in the boxes from a security perspective. I don't think we should have drop boxes, he said. Of course not. Why would you want them? He gave an example of how a dedicated police unit would work to curb election fraud. If someone's ballot harvesting, you report it to these people, and this is their sole job. Some of these counties, some of them will do the cases, but that's not their expertise. They get all these other crimes they have to deal with. So by the time it happens, the election is already over. Ballot harvesting, by the way, is the practice of allowing political operatives and others to collect voters' ballots and turn them in mass. And it's drawn concerns about voter fraud from bipartisan election watchers. What a surprise. Democrat State Representative Anna Eskamani twisted herself into a pretzel over the whole thing. She tweeted out, more attacks on voting coming to Florida. Just like in 2020, we had elections last night in our state with no issues. Why does our governor keep creating partisan chaos? Why can't we just focus on problems like housing, hunger, taxes, environment, and public transportation? There's many more I could read you, but who cares? You get it. They're all the same. Great job. And here's the thing. You'd think Biden would have learned his lesson, right? Remember Clinton? Clinton lost an historic landslide to the GOP and Newt Gingrich. And guess what he did? He became a conservative. He lurched to the right. He had Dick Morris advising him, and he lurched to the right in response to that and saved his presidency. But not Biden. Biden is lurching to the left. When we get back, I'll tell you what he has to say. He was also defending paying $450,000 to each illegal immigrant that comes to America to get separated parents from children. Pay them each a $500,000 or so. So a family of four would get $2 million. None of us are millionaires. He's making illegal immigrants who broke into the country millionaires.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is shooting down a report that he wants to pay illegal immigrant families who were separated during the Trump administration. Biden saying any suggestion that his administration plans to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrant families is, quote, garbage, close quote. Biden adding, that's not going to happen. The president has returned to the United States after meeting with leaders in Europe. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell shares his message for the Democrats regarding the gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey on Fox News.
The American people have had enough of all of this excess, and I think they sent a message yesterday, stop, stop. That's the message that should be taken by the Democrats out of yesterday's election.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, back with you. We've got a great guest for you. Give me 1 second. His name is Alex Jones, one of the best conservative talk shows in America, one of the most controversial talk shows in America. He's become a good buddy of mine. I'm on his show a lot. Now we've got him on my show. Welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root's on fire. But first, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week, with the all-important Weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial, and important news stories of the week for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and Trump warriors. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you find it? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, without further ado, Alex Jones is with us. He's the host of The Alex Jones Show, nationally syndicated by Genesis Communications, both a TV show and a radio show. I've been on there a lot lately. He's a good guy and a great conservative, a great patriot. His website, of course, is Infowars.com, and I always go there to get great information, Infowars.com. My man, Alex Jones, is with us. Hey, Alex.
Wayne, it's great to be here. I've been a big fan for many years, and I'm glad you're starting to come on my show. It's just crazy, crazy times going on with the left trying to suspend all of our rights and censor us, but I don't think it's working with the elections that we saw really across the country. All these special elections and gubernatorial elections show that despite all the Democrat fraud, if enough people go out and vote, we can override them.
And I'll tell you what I said. I wrote the commentary overnight that it's the parents, stupid. The parents of America declare war on Biden and the Democrat Party. And basically what I said, Alex, was that as recently as 2 weeks ago, even though there's all these terrible things going on, open borders and mask mandates and COVID vaccine mandates, and you could name 1,000 things, Afghanistan, the Green New Deal, still as recently as 2 weeks ago, every poll showed Democrats would win Virginia and especially New Jersey. Nobody imagined what happened last night. So what changed in 2 weeks? I believe it was McAuliffe basically saying parents should go to hell and have no say in their parents in their kids' education, and that if we want to stuff critical race theory down their throats, and if we want to stuff transgenderism down their throats, screw you, you have no say. And oh, by the way, the answer to a failing system is to fire white teachers and hire black teachers. I think all of that reminded people of the other Democrat who is like the 10-ton elephant, what's his name, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, who wanted to criminalize parents at PTA meetings and called us white extremists and domestic terrorists. You can see where this is leading. Democrats want to throw parents in prison for giving a damn about their kids. And I think all the parents came out, not just in Virginia, but in New Jersey, in Virginia, in Massachusetts, in Long Island, New York.
Oh, I agree.
Everywhere. Parents won this thing. Not the taxpayers, but parents.
Also, they use these fake polls to make people think that, oh, my candidate, my conservative candidate or Christian candidate or patriot candidate, Trumpist candidate can't win. That's why they had the incumbent winning by 10 to 15 points in New Jersey, and you know now they're in a total panic. So I totally agree with you, and I think it's also the Republican candidate for governor there in Virginia came out about a week ago and said we should not have forced vaccine mandates. We need to leave the kids alone. We need to leave the adults alone. We need to stop all this attempts to make people do that. And that's all people want is to be left alone, the American dream, and be able to do it. But we've got a lot of problems, too. San Francisco has now become the first city in the world to mandate COVID-19 injections for children 5 to 11. So they're now trying to make people, they're closing In-N-Out burgers because they want to check for vaccine passports. I mean, this is really the holy grail of the left worldwide in the UN is to get a global vaccine passport tied to a carbon passport, which is really the global social credit score. The Davos Group said this years ago, but just 2 weeks ago, the UN released a press release and the Davos Group released a video saying that the world must now adopt a world ID based on the vaccine passport. So this is a lot more than just a vaccine passport, ladies and gentlemen. It's the world ID for the UN and the global taxing system. It's not coming. It's here. And that's why this fight is everything. And that's why the good news is out, as you know, I'm sure, in the last hour, Quebec backtracks on mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for healthcare workers and public school teachers and others because they're all basically quitting. So even in a stronghold of globalist evil, up in Quebec, one of the worst areas, obviously, in Canada right. for medical tyranny, they're now starting to feel the heat, and so that's good news.
Well, that's why we have an Alex Jones on the show, because, see, I didn't even know that. You just broke news to me. I did not hear about Quebec. That's big news. I suppose I should go over to your website, InfoWars, to find that, because I did not see that when I was rushing to prepare.
I don't even think it's there yet. This broke like an hour ago. This broke like an hour ago, yeah.
Okay, got it. See, I've been big, Alex, from day one on saying the vaccine passport would do two things, the vaccine mandate and the passport. Number one, it would just kill off the cops and the firemen. They'd all quit, and we'd have no first responders. It'll kill off the military. We'll not be prepared with China attacks. But I've also made a point of saying it's the economy, stupid. You will kill every restaurant and bar and nightclub and every retail store in America, because I believe it's not 80% vaccinated in America, Alex. It's 50-50. So half the people will
go. Well, let me just totally agree with you. Because I forget that you're one of the few guys that gets this, and I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You were on my show yesterday, and it's so refreshing, because if the Republicans and if the Christians and the patriots of this nation and other nations don't understand that the UN and the globalists want to get rid of the United States' existence, they want to get rid of Israel's existence, they want to get rid of any countries that are promoting Western free market capitalist values, because it doesn't comport into communist China and the UN's board on human rights that's made up of a bunch of dictators. And so you're absolutely right. This is a war. It's why your show talks about it being a war. And it's a Cloward and Piven operation. So listen, I know people listen to Wayne Allen Root already know this. You probably already figured it out before you heard him say it. The point is, still, most shows don't know this, even though they're good people. Trump is just now starting to realize this. I heard him on your show a few days ago, and he brought this forward. So that's good. The left is not destroying America by accident. It's part of a worldwide plan to collapse capitalist societies into the Great Reset for a UN corporate fascist world government takeover, using communism to control the grassroots, the corporate fascist corporations that are tax-exempt above it while they raise our taxes and screw us over. This is war. It's the Great Reset. It's Klaus Schwab and the UN. They're the enemy.
And I'm very sad, Alex, and disappointed and shocked at how many conservative hosts who are well-meaning, good people. I mean, I love Mark Levin. I think he's great. I love Dan Bongino. And Dan Bongino's taken an amazing stand on vaccine passports. And my guess is he's about to lose his show, which is in hundreds of markets. So it's very brave of him. But he admitted he took the vaccine. And I'm assuming Mark Levin has taken it, too, because Mark Levin's not saying a word, and he's on Cumulus stations. So these guys must have all fallen for this amazing trick. And this vaccine is going to cripple. It's going to hurt. It's going to destroy the immune system. It's going to weaken the immune system. And it's going to kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. I can't believe fellow conservative host Ben Shapiro must have taken the vaccine. And they must think it's no big deal. Don't they do the research you and I do? How do they not know what you and I know about this vaccine and its effects around the world? How is that possible that they're this naive and gullible?
Well, I mean, you know, you've had Dr. Zelenko on. I've had Dr. Zelenko on. He's a top doctor, a great patriot. Everything he said 18, 20 months ago has come true. He pioneered so many of the treatments that have saved millions. And he'll tell you, at the very top, it's about absolute power and total control. At the mid-level and even the corporate level, it's all about profit, $65 billion made by Pfizer. But these other people like Shapiro and Bongino, they just can't wrap their mind around what I'm saying and what Zelenko's saying, because I'm in the Zelenko camp. This is on purpose at the top, because they're such good people that they project their own goodness even onto a system they think's corrupt. They don't understand and imagine that it can be really that dangerous. So they're macho. They're tough guys. Definitely Bongino is. And he thinks, I can take this. I can handle it. No, it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. Look at these articles right here. This is Mainline News. FDA knew numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, approved anyway. A suit's being filed next week in the Western District of Texas, that's here in Austin, the main federal court, and it's a major whistleblower, a scientist that worked at the highest levels of it, and said that they suppressed massive reactions in children and adults in the studies they've been doing. Falsified data, Pfizer vaccine trial had major flaws, whistleblower tells peer-reviewed journal that's in the British Medical Journal. And I first told people 3 weeks ago, because my lawyer happens to be their lawyer, Robert Barnes, gave me the inside scoop, but I couldn't say exactly what was about to break. Here's another huge one. This is a Mike Adams Natural News article, but it links directly to
by the way,
Warner.
Alex, I had Mike Adams on my show to start the show yesterday. He's a good friend of mine. So you and I are right up the same tree here, my friend. You and I are on the right path. And so Mike talked about, I'm sure, what you're going to talk about.
I'm repeating news, but...
It kills your immune system, and it increases dramatically the cancer cells in your body. So if you already have cancer, this is going to create an explosion of cancer deaths around the world. Is that the one you were going to talk about?
You know, again, I'm not kissing your butt. You're the, like, the only other talk show host that's like in my brain. Yes, we're on the same page, and it's out of a major study for those that just joined us. This is out of the Werner Jin Institute, Stockholm University, major prestigious report that the spike protein that the vaccine makes your body create doesn't just change your DNA. It literally goes in and either turns it off so the cells can't replicate, or they mutate. When it breaks the DNA, the body will try to fix it, then you get cancer and die. This is unbelievable.
Hey, Alex, can you hang for the break and give me one more segment? Is that okay?
Absolutely. You bet.
All right. Hang there. Alex Jones is with us, host of the Alex Jones Show, nationally syndicated by Genesis Communications Network. His website is, of course, Infowars.com, and they break a lot of great news that you can't find anywhere else. These are the kind of guys I like, Mike Adams, Alex Jones. They're truth tellers. No matter what kind of trouble gets you in, no matter how much controversy it causes, if the truth is the truth, raw truth has got to be told. And if you're bold enough to tell it, if you got the balls, the cojones to tell it, you should be rewarded. You should be celebrated. You should not be cursed. Guys like me and Alex and Mike Adams are telling the truth, even though we know that we're swimming upstream against masses of liars and propagandists in this crazy authoritarian country we're in. Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be back more with Alex Jones.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty. Get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients. Physician to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the coming to you from the house that Root built. The Root is on fire. We got Alex Jones with us, who is always on fire. We're both fired up. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network Service. Patriot VPN uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals and government and even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information and track where you go each day without your knowledge, and they sell it and they use it. It's happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Right back with Alex Jones. Alex, are you with us?
I am, sir.
So, you know, I know we're talking about the Great Reset and COVID vaccines and COVID mandates and all the bad stuff going on, but I want to segue for a minute to a sports topic. I don't even know if you're a big sports guy. Are you a football guy or a sports guy at all?
You know, in the past, I was obsessed with sports, but just over the decades being on air, there's so much news breaking down. I don't follow it, because then if I'm watching baseball or football, I get obsessed with everything going on with it. But I mean, I've got it all in the background.
But you know, of course, that the Raiders are now in Las Vegas and their coach, John Gruden, was fired 3 weeks ago, right?
Yes, I do know that, yes.
All right, and he was fired not because he was doing a bad job, but because of his words.
No, because he wouldn't take... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Well, it was his words in a private email from 10 years ago in a totally, completely different investigation into sexual harassment with the Redskins, and he happened to be sending emails to his buddy, who was the president of the Redskins, and they got a hold of him, and the only emails out of 800,000 that they released were John Gruden's, and he made some jokes that were considered racist or sexist, and he lost his job as a Super Bowl winning coach because of that. And at the time, I said, words are not as important as actions. Stop worrying about people's words and worry about actions. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me, and that's what's wrong with our society. All these little snowflakes worried about words, and they fired
this poor guy. I totally
agree. And they fired this poor guy, and look what happened yesterday. You probably don't know this. So 2 days ago, in the middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning, the star wide receiver of the same team, the Vegas Raiders, who I'm sure said, he must be fired. My coach is a racist. I hate him. He's got to go. I'm sure he was one of the group that said that. He gets in a car accident going 156 miles an hour on a street and runs into the back of an SUV, which explodes, and everyone in the car is burned to death. He got released by the Raiders this morning. He lost a $16 million contract. He's now in prison for DUI murder. And, you know, it's just the players murder, the players rape, the players do drugs, the players abuse women, and all we worried about with Gruden was words on a private email from 10 years ago. That's what's destroying America.
Yes, I do follow the news enough to follow everything that's happening in sports that's huge like that. I did see that. And that's what's crazy is that that's a perfect analogy of how some off-color jokes 10 years ago and somebody's emails that got scooped up get somebody fired, but then it really illustrates that it's actually your actions that count where this guy
right.
later ends up killing a bunch of people. That's exactly what's going on. And then we think about Kaepernick. I don't know if you've seen this new ad where he literally looks at the camera and says, black players are slaves, and that's why the NFL cares about their physical body and all this. I mean, he looks like a total little kid actor, the worst actor ever. It's so pathetic. This is all the corporations have is trying to sell this wokeness because it distracts from everything they're actually involved in. A lot of these companies running literal slave factories in China, but, oh, they can distract us with a former washed-up NFL player trying to say that people caring about the health of players is slavery. No, it's people trying to take care of a very expensive investment.
Someone needs to point out that you're not a slave if someone pays you $20 million a year. I'm sorry, but even if they tell you what to do and they're your boss, if you make $20 million a year, you're far from a slave. Can you imagine how stupid that concept is? By the way, I'll tell you one more thing out of sports related. How dumb are players that you make Henry Ruggs make $16 million and the reason he killed someone in a drunk driving accident is he's too dumb or too cheap to hire a limousine? I mean, you explain to me how you can make $16 million a year, go out drinking, and not have a limo driver to drive you and your girlfriend home. You drive yourself with drugs or drink in your system. You got to be the stupidest, cheapest person in the entire world. It's not a political issue. It's just a stupidity issue. Did anyone ever hear of hiring a limo or calling Uber instead of killing somebody?
Well, I totally agree with you, and I want to elaborate on that because, well, we're out of time here, but yes, you're not a slave when you're paid by somebody to do something, you're not being made to do it. The idea that you're paid $20 million a year and are calling it slavery that they care about your health is your major investment is asinine. When the dentist is cleaning my teeth, I'm not a slave because he's checking my health. It's absolutely pathetic and it's sick and it shows how wokeness distracts from the reality of the world.
You know, and I don't make $20 million a year. I wish I did, but I'll tell you what, the head of USA Radio Network and the head of my local station in Vegas, that's my flagship, and the head of several businesses I'm involved in, they all happen to give me orders now and then. And I think, well, I'm paid very well. I got to take those orders. I've never considered the fact that I'm a slave. Even though I'm not making $20 million, I'm doing well. I love to follow orders when someone writes me a big check. Stupidest stuff I've ever heard. Alex Jones, host of the Alex Jones Show website, Infowars.com. Alex, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it, my man.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
2093.